This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Sports fans around the world are struggling to find words to describe how they feel about the sudden death of retired U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant. Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, were among nine killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. Bryant played his entire career with the Los Angeles Lakers. Their home was the Staples Center, which hosted the Grammys Sunday night. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel spoke to some of the fans outside the building.
Many of the musicians at the Grammys last night were shaken. Flavor Flav said there were a few who could compare to Bryant on the basketball court.
Just like everybody wanted to be like Mike, there was a lot of people that wanted to be like Kobe Bryant.
Smokey Robinson, a friend of Bryant, says the way he died was especially tragic.
As a dad myself, to find out that his daughter was there with him and there was nothing he could do for her, my God.
And ballerina Misty Copeland, also a friend of the Bryant, said those at the Grammys couldn't help thinking about the sad situation. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain the coronavirus as the death toll rises to 81. The spread of the illness is being watched around the globe. Reuters' Jason Albano has more.
Airports around the world are ramping up screening measures of Chinese passengers, though its effectiveness has been questioned by health officials. Some foreign governments are working to evacuate their citizens from Wuhan. France said its evacuees will spend 14 days in quarantine to stop the possible spread of the virus. Also on Sunday, Chinese officials confirmed that the ability of the new virus to spread is getting stronger and that infections could continue to rise. No deaths have been reported outside of China from the virus so far.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. For more on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyers resumed their impeachment defense Monday as Democrats issue fresh calls for new witnesses in the Senate trial. This after accounts emerged of Mr. Trump telling his then-National Security Advisor he wanted to withhold security aid to Ukraine until it launched an investigation of a Democratic rival. AP Sagar Magani reports.
As the president's lawyers continue presenting their case, the debate over whether to hear from witnesses has taken a twist. The New York Times reports drafts of former National Security Advisor John Bolton's book say the president said he wanted to keep withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating Joe Biden. The revelation has Democrats renewing demands that Bolton and others testify. The Senate will vote this week on allowing witnesses. If it fails, the key vote could then follow quickly on whether to remove the president from office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish emergency teams pulled a body from the rubble of a collapsed building Monday, raising the death toll from the powerful tremor that hit eastern Turkey to 40. Hope was fading for one last missing victim still trapped in the same building. Authorities say the magnitude 6.8 earthquake that struck Friday night injured more than 1,600 others. At least 45 survivors have been pulled out of the rubble alive. A passenger plane crashed in Afghanistan's Ghazni province Monday afternoon in a Taliban-controlled area, making collection of casualty details and rescue efforts difficult. So far, it was not clear how many passengers were on board the plane and whether anyone survived the crash. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former military chief Benny Gantz, his challenger in early March elections, are set to have separate meetings today at the White House, where President Trump is expected to share details of his long-awaited plan for resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A public unveiling of the plan is expected Tuesday during a joint news conference with Mr. Trump and Netanyahu. The big winners of Sunday's Grammys were Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. Billie won five awards, including a sweep of Album, Record, and Song of the Year and Best New Artist. AP Music correspondent Margie Zarletta has a look at some of the other winners and snubs.
Bring my flowers now.
Tanya Tucker won two country Grammys, and those were her first ever after 14 nominations since 1972. Gloria Gaynor won a gospel Grammy, her first in 40 years, when she won the first and only disco Grammy for I Will Survive.
I am at last able to balance out my piano.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles.
Ariana Grande and her had five nominations each but went home empty-handed. I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.